Welcome to District 32 Radio. I'm Sally Barker. Joining me on the show today is Natasha Collins from ServCorp. How are you, Natasha?
I'm well, thanks, Sally.
Now, the name doesn't give away what you do. What is ServCorp?
ServCorp, we are a five-star premium provider of the finest serviced offices in Australia, where we are at the moment, and we also have virtual offices and co-working space.
Okay, so tell me, what do you do?
Essentially, we provide a premium address for organisations that want at least physical space, and we also provide qualified staff to assist them with their administration and secretarial services, and we also have some of the industry's leading technology also to assist the companies to save more time and produce more revenue.
So what sort of business would come to you?
We have a range of businesses. We have startups, individuals, we have small to medium enterprises, and we also have large organisations. Multinational companies also come to ServCorp to run their branches wherever they may be within Australia.
Okay, so how popular is your sort of business for small business?
Very popular. We provide a premium service at the lowest cost possible to new businesses that are starting out. So, you know, with having sort of the financial side in mind, companies that are starting out don't generally have the financial resources to lease physical space, to be able to put on staff and to also implement, you know, the technology that sort of needs to take them to where they need to be in a short amount of time. So with a serviced office solution, we provide all of those things for our clients who can basically come on board and plug in straight into our network and start growing their business.
So are we talking all co-working spaces or does it vary?
No, what I was referring to was a serviced office space where our clients come to us, and depending on the size of their company and how many people they have, they can have an individual office or they can take multiple offices if they're a large organisation. Mm-hmm. The co-working space is available to smaller companies that have an individual that might not want to take on the resources of a closed office and want to just be able to have a dedicated desk or a hot desk situation where they can just come in, bring their laptop and start working from that environment.
Okay. So is there one that's more popular than the other?
I would definitely say the serviced offices are our premium service that we provide. Our virtual office packages is another product that we have, which a lot of new businesses utilise a virtual office, whereas we provide the premium address. We also give them a local business number and their calls are answered by a dedicated receptionist from Monday to Friday, but they still operate from their own premises, whether it's a startup if it's in their own home or if it's a shared office somewhere else, but we're actually providing them the big corporate presence by having a virtual office with ServCorp.
Is that right? So you can be a startup working from home,
yes,
but you can have a receptionist in the office answering calls for you.
Absolutely. So if you have a virtual office, if they would like to book meetings with their clients, when their clients come to their office, essentially they step out of the lift and there's no ServCorp branding and our clients don't have any logos or branding at reception. So the clients will have the assumption that this is actually their business premises. So the virtual client can book a meeting room or a boardroom and they can hold all of their appointments there and it would only be for that hour or 2 hours, however long the meeting would be. And then once the client leaves, the virtual office client would then maybe go back to wherever they're running their business from. So it gives them the platform and also the presence of a big corporation.
And I mean, and that's what you need when you're a startup, isn't it?
Absolutely. To be successful, absolutely.
Wonderful. Now let's move across to the co-working environment. Can you talk about that? How does that work?
With co-working, we have two options that are available, that you can have a dedicated desk or a permanent desk and you can come in and use the space and it's open. So you might be in a room that would have, you know, three or four companies that have different individuals working within the same office. That is a co-working environment.
Okay. And how popular has that become?
The co-working solution has been very popular, especially throughout Perth over the last 2 years. We've definitely noticed a change in the market. But research has shown us that, you know, it's for the larger corporations, it doesn't seem to be the best solution. What we've heard and seen in market reports is larger organisations are going back to a traditional office space only because the productivity level has shown that it's actually decreased over time because there's so much distraction in a co-working working environment. You don't have the privacy if you want to make private phone calls, if you're trying to generate new business, and you don't want to have people sort of moving around and have that noise distraction. Mm-hmm. So I believe moving forward, co-working definitely has its place. But for a larger organisation, I definitely feel that going back to a traditional office environment is a better solution.
Okay, so this is a really interesting career choice for you. What made you move into this area?
I've always been involved in real estate in one form or another. Right. And I've also been involved in helping companies with tailored solutions and also quite a few startups of my own. So all sort of three with the experience have brought me to working for Servcorp, and it's a fantastic organisation to work for.
Now, you mentioned that you are across the nation.
Yes.
And also you are quite competitive. So what does that mean for small business owners today?
We are the five-star premium provider of serviced offices and virtual offices. We actually have 155 locations in 52 cities in 23 countries.
Is that right?
Yes. Yeah, so we are a very large organisation. We've spent hundreds of millions of dollars on developing our technology and our data infrastructure that interconnects all of our locations globally. So even if you are a small organisation or a startup, if you do want to have a presence in global markets, Servcorp is definitely the solution, because instantly you can have a presence in any one of those 52 cities around the world.
Is that right? I mean, that's wonderful. A lot of our listeners would be very interested in that.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, how can someone get in contact with you?
They can go to our website, servcorp.com.au, or they can just call our AMP location on 9278 2700.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us on District 32 Radio. Natasha Collins from Servcorp.
Thank you, Sally.